What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo. Play it safe, good times. Greg, what do we got?
All right, so Robert Horry is in the news because Tom Brady just won 7 rings, and Robert Horry as well has 7 rings. And he's feeling a little bit slighted. In an interview with Melissa Roneland from Fox Sports, he says, "More than half the time, I feel slighted because I don't think people really appreciate what I do. They don't really respect what I did, and they don't really understand what I did and what I was able to accomplish. You can't have Kool-Aid without sugar, and I was the sugar to most of that stuff."
Mm.
Do you agree with what Robert Horry is saying? And we'll start with you, George.
I do and I don't. Like, who doesn't appreciate Robert Horry? Like, I think anyone that follows the NBA knows how important of a role player he was. He was, you know, one of the greatest role players in the history of the sport, if not the greatest role player in the history of the sport, like from a longevity standpoint. I mean, he played – everybody he played with, whether it was Hakeem or Kenny Smith in that group with the Rockets, like Shaq and Kobe always used to talk about how important he was. You know, and the Spurs guys always did the same thing too. Like, his contemporaries always praised him. So if a bunch of dudes on Twitter don't know, well, that they should just Google him, you know?
So I think Robert Horry is making a bit of a mistake here in that. So, yeah, he was a great player and he was a great winner, but he wasn't ever Tom Brady on any of his teams. He was a great role player. He was a great clutch shooter, and he obviously became a great champion, but he was never the number one guy. By the way, I don't know what he's talking about also about people not appreciating. I think Robert Horry was a great player. I like watching him on TV. So I'm not really sure why he's feeling this way, but here's what I can tell him. He has 7 rings, but he ain't Tom Brady.
But I think that, and I think he's, again, I call him the greatest role player ever, LZ. I thought, Greg, you were going to talk about him tweeting at Tom Brady with the Spider-Man meme with his face and Brady's face. I thought that's what you were going to talk about. I didn't know he said this to anyone, but LZ, do you feel like he's underappreciated? Because at least in the basketball community, I don't feel like that's the case.
I mean, I don't know, you know, if he was watching the coverage of, you know, the Super Bowl and heard the way that Brady was talking about, was being talked about in terms of the championships and felt like his name was being left out. To Cap's point, he was never like the number one guy. So that's part of the reason why. But there are a lot of athletes that are being slighted in this conversation. You know, this recency bias where, you know, Brady's elevated to this conversation, the greatest among the greats. And I'm like, y'all better stop. Like, you're going to skip over Phelps and Bill Russell and Serena? And, like, I mean, come on. Like, I mean, why do that? If he feels he should be in that conversation, then that's ridiculous. But if he feels like people aren't acknowledging the fact that he's a 7-time champion and was a major contributor to those championships, then I think his beef is legit.
Greg, what's next?
All right, so the other story is for Keanu Reeves, and he is now, it's being reported that he is being offered the role of Kraven the Hunter. Kraven the Hunter, if you don't know, is a Eastern European hunter in the Marvel Universe, and it has a very thick accent and is just this badass hunter that is just a big-time villain in the MCU.
Keanu Reeves?
How do you feel about Keanu Reeves as Kraven the Hunter?
He's too old. He's too old. Next question.
I don't know the character, but the character you describe doesn't sound like Keanu Reeves to me.
No, it sounds like Dwayne Johnson. And isn't Dwayne Johnson in every movie that's produced nowadays? So, I mean, Keanu Reeves, I saw recently, I was flipping through channels. I don't know how long ago this was, but I was flipping through channels and Point Break was on. You guys like Point Break?
Point Break was good back then. I don't know if it still holds up.
Yeah, but Keanu Reeves was probably like 25, maybe 30 in a movie like that. Yeah. He's got to be, what, 50-something?
Yeah.
And physically, Craven's a beast. And Keanu's never been a beast.
Okay, fair enough. That's what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo. Play it safe. Good times. All right, so a lot of people on hold that want to get in on this conversation about Tom Brady. You know, a lot of people tweeting in, so I want to make sure we get some of the Twitter reaction as well.
And by the way, George, I just want to compliment your idea, by the way, which was about pizza places.
Yeah.
Because I just looked up your place, what is it?
Burratinos.
Listen, in today's day and age, everybody wants to help out local and also wants to help out small business. So a shout out to pizza places is a great idea, but this place looks pretty bomb here.
It's incredible. It's on Western Avenue. right between, like, right on the San Pedro Rancho Palos Verdes line. Now, before we do that, Laura, what happened? Briones came in and said what into the studio?
He said that why do we say cities with like Palos Verdes or San?
Okay,
San,
so
he's okay.
Go ahead, Briones. Come, I go ahead. Say what you're gonna say because I want to have
if
this
you're
conversation.
Latino,
with
just
somebody.
Say Palos Verdes or San Pedro.
Listen, I've done that and I get corrected even by people who are Latino who tell me. Who are like, no, bro, it's San Pedro. And I'm like, what do you mean it's San Pedro? It's San Pedro. I have never seen that spelling and called it Pedro in my life. But if you guys want to call it here, I'm just trying to fit in, okay? I've been here almost 5 years. I've been here 5 years, and I love San Pedro. One of my favorite sandwich shops are there. Obviously, one of my favorite pizza spots is there. Like, I love it. But every time I say San Pedro, people are like, no, Pedro. And I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. And same thing with Palos Verdes. I want to say Palos Verdes, but everyone says, no, Palos Verdes.
I agree. That happens to me all the time, and I always get correct. People always correct me, and I'm like, look, soy mexicana. Like, we say it a certain way. It just That's just how it is.
This sounds like a George Lopez bit. You know, this is like.
No, but it's real. It's
right,
like a thing.
Right. It's like.
It's like a struggle
Palos Verdes,
for me.
Right. And then it's like no, Skyler, it's Palos Verdes. You know? Yeah. This is like straight out of. Out of George Lopez.
Okay, maybe the people on hold or that want to call in can help us with that too. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. So on Twitter, Dennis Z tweets us about this. Brady's the only guy that could have won the Super Bowl for the Bucks. Quote, cap be capping. Laughing, crying emoji. Shoot me any of those top five QBs. But then there's CeCe who says, I agree with at Scott Kaplan. Yes, Brady had better firepower this year, but who were his best players on the Pats? He made Edelman and the others feel like they were Jerry Rice, just how LeBron made Matthew Dellavedova feel like Steph Curry. All right, let's not get crazy. He was no Steph Curry. Right, let's slow down a little bit. So anyway, people are hitting us up with their pizza places as well, at Sedano. People are calling us up, at LZ Granderson, at Scott Kaplan. Someone actually came up with a couple of good ideas. Someone says I should do both. I should do combined Taco Tuesday with National Pizza Day. James Vera says carne asada pizza. Not bad, because that's what we were making. We're making carne asada tacos. I may have to put in an audible for Mrs. Sedano here and kind of figure something out. All right, let's get to the phones, though. 877-710-ESPN. Tony in L.A. Tony, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yo.
And
hey.
Cap, I do agree with you. And welcome to the show.
Muchas gracias.
As far as Sedano, sir, you said that you would eat anything chocolate, but I'm a longtime listener, and you said you wouldn't eat chocolate with mint. So,
That's true. That's true. Yeah. That is the one caveat. I don't like mint chocolate.
Yeah, there you go.
There is that.
And then number two, you know, I haven't tried it yet, but I believe Domino's has like a taco pizza. So I don't know how good it is. And as far as my spot, I don't know if it's just nostalgia, but Shakey's has always been my go-to.
Shakey's is great for families, for sure. Kids love Shakey's, for sure. Thank you for the call, Tony. I appreciate it.
I'll eat any pizza. I don't care.
LZ, when in DTLA, what's the pizza spot?
I got to think about this.
Well, because I don't really eat pizza that much.
Sometimes that's because you're ripped.
I mean, listen, Mr. 8-Pack. Right. Okay, there had to be an occasional pizza.
No, but I usually make my pizzas. What I said before. So I'm trying to think, like, when I'm like wanting delivered, where do I usually go?
I hate the fact that you're so ripped, LZ, and that you've got discipline. I swear to God, man, I'm so fat and disgusting right now.
I'm not that ripped. It's just that, you know, my diet has just changed as I got older.
I know, but I don't have that willpower, LZ. If pizza, and it's National Pizza Day, so now this just gives me another excuse to go get pizza, which I want anyway. And listen, okay, so I'm on my Peloton at 6 o'clock in the morning, LZ, because I know the way you get down, and I want to be lean and ripped too. And then today, I took a shower, I got butt naked. Well, I mean, I was anyway. And then I got on the scale, LZ. I'm disgusting. Okay. Disgusting.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay. I am going to lose like 20 pounds, I think. Well, maybe not 20. Maybe like 10, just so I can keep up with you. But then it means, George, I can't have pizza.
You can have pizza. Listen, I'm not doing it. Do I like the way I look? Of course I do. But I do it because I like to play ball, and I like to play tennis, and I like to play at a high level, and I don't like feeling as if I'm being outworked by younger people. So – the health and fitness aspect of my diet is about me being able to play ball as well as I can for as long as I can. It's not about trying to look good for the gram. That's a byproduct. That's, you know, a bonus at the end. But it really is just about me trying to stay on the court. That's all it is.
So Chris Morales has checked in and says Joe's Pizza downtown. There's one in Santa Monica and also one some in the Valley, too. So he says that's the spot that he likes here downtown in the we're not in the office. So anyway, when we're in the office, that's the spot. All right. 877-710-ESPN. Let's go to Jose. Jose, what's up, Jose?
Hey, what's going on? This is Joe down in San Diego. How you guys doing?
Oh, sorry. It said Jose on the board. My bad.
It's all good. It's all good, George. Okay, I'm going straight in. I got Bronx Pizza and Hillcrest, New York-style pizza, cash only.
Okay. That's when you know it's serious. Yeah.
The best in San Diego. Yeah. And on Monday, they don't open until 5. Okay, second, I got LZ. If we don't win the chip this year, it's because we got rid of Dwight and JaVale. So just remember this conversation. And then thirdly, with Cap, with Kevin Garnett and Uncut Gems, crazy story. I'm going to give you guys the 30-second version with the anxiety that gives people. On May 31st, I went into rapid AFib, which my heart was fluttering out of control at 170 beats a minute.
Whoa. Don't tell me because I was watching this movie.
It triggered because of watching that movie.
Dude, and I'm telling you, I've heard that. Like, not that story, but I've heard from people that it is anxiety-ridden. Like, that. So I know people that turned it off.
Listen to this story. It was the weekend of all the protests. It was May 31. It was insane weekend amount of stress. I work at a hospital. One of my employees was getting off at 11:30 and got an Instagram and said, can I come stay at somebody's house because there's a fire in front of my apartment and I can't get in, and I'm watching Uncut Gems and my heart jumps, and it stayed for 12 hours. I went to the emergency room. They cardioverted me, AKA put the pads on me, shocked my heart back into rhythm. They discovered I had an ascending aortic aneurysm. Basically, I'm 37, family history of cardiovascular disease. I had open heart surgery August 7th and I have a mechanical valve and they did a few other repairs. But the surgeon said to me, he said, Joe, if you didn't have that bout of rapid AFib, you're really lucky because I work in the field, I actually work in radiology. He looked at me under his mask and he smiled. He said, well, and when a cardiothoracic surgeon uses the word lucky in the consultation, you knock on wood and you smile and say, wonderful.
So, 6 months
post-op and everything's wonderful and I'm good and I'm great. And you guys have been a huge inspiration for me, especially LZ on the low key, on the diet, on being 38, being healthy. So I just had to call and tell you guys that movie's crazy. I still watch it again because the repair went good and my health is good and I'm super strong.
Hey, it did save your life.
Literally.
Real talk. And we'll get another chip this year. And Mamba out, Kobe out, peace out.
All right, Joe, thank you and good luck. And I'm glad you feel better.
Movie saved his life. Almost killed him, but saved his life.
And LZ inspires him.
Yeah, that's right. By the way, that Bronx Pizza, I know that Bronx Pizza. I know it. I know that place. It's aight. Wow. It's aight.
All right, more people are chiming in whether they agree with you on this. Tom Brady is the only guy who walks on water and could have won the Super Bowl with the Bucks. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Also, National Pizza Day. Call us up and shout out your pizza place. Hit us up. We're having some fun today, obviously. But coming up next, I do want to get into another story about a quarterback. Another one of those top five guys has made a bold statement. We'll tell you who and what in 2.5 minutes.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
So are you a brownie guy or like a gummy guy?
No, I definitely would prefer a gummy myself.
Okay.
I think what I'm going to do is I think I'm going to have a gummy and I'm going to go to my favorite pizza place.
There you go. It is National Pizza Day, and we're getting people's suggestions on the phone at 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Just got a funny text from Steve Mason. Nothing like an EBS test at 5:15 in the emergency broadcast system. Make sure it still works at 5:15 in the afternoon. Yeah. Hearing that noise. It'll jar you. That's for sure. It'll wake you up. Yeah. It is National Pizza Day, so get your pizza on. Corey tweets us. He says Little Tony's in North Hollywood is his spot. Chris Rodriguez says King Cole's in East L.A. is his spot. We'll keep giving you some spots. Tweet us at Sedano for me, at LZ Granderson for LZ, and, of course, at Scott Kaplan for Cap. So continue to hit us up. Let's before we get to the phones here. So Russell Wilson today was on the DP show, and he basically said that he believes that he has earned the right, to have an opinion, right? He thinks that a dialogue should happen more often, in his opinion, in regards to involving him in personnel decisions. He also went on to say that, you know, lamented the lack of continuity on the offensive line. He was hit like almost 400 times this year, which is a lot, and he's getting older. So, LZ, I'll start with you. Like, you know me, man. I am all about, you know, 99.9% of the time, unless it's Kyrie not texting back his bosses and missing time, I am 99.9% on the side of labor in these situations. Do you believe Russell Wilson has earned that right?
Yeah, I do. I do. You know, the thing is that once you've established a certain kind of dynamic relationship with an organization, I think it's difficult for them to see you differently. So maybe if he had a kind of personality that was chippier or chirpier a little bit earlier in this, you know, time, then maybe this wouldn't sound as if it's coming out of nowhere. But I think one of the things that makes this sort of interesting is because he hadn't really talked in the past like this.
Right. He was very much like everything was kumbaya.
He was
right?
a company
everything
man.
Everything was good. Yeah.
And now that the NFL is turning to the NBA, he wants to be down.
Yeah.
And that's all fine and dandy. It just feels weird because usually you're like the company man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you say that he was a company man, and that's, you know, what I think a couple of years ago, I think Richard Sherman kind of, at least for me, outed Russell Wilson as a company man.
Yes, he did.
And you know, I saw Russell Wilson earlier today on CNBC, and he was talking about like a coaching app for kids. And, you know, Russell Wilson, to me, what I like about him is he's more and he has been more than just a football player from the very beginning. From the moment he got into the NFL, he was already messing with other social media apps. He's been investing, it seems, in these kinds of things. Obviously, he's married to like a big star also. And so to me, the thing about today was it seemed very orchestrated by a publicist. Like, we're going to get Russ on CNBC today. We'll put him on a sports show. Russ, you should say something that's a little bit beyond your personality, because Russ might be feeling like, hey, man, I got to get back. I went to back-to-back, and I've won one, but I haven't been back since, and Brady's got seven. And I just felt like today his whole thought was just very orchestrated. Like, yeah, you know, there might be teams calling the Seahawks about me. I don't know. You'd have to ask the Seahawks, but I would think that teams might be calling about me. Like, and then this notion of do I get a seat at the table? LZ, the way you answered that question, you were like, eh, which kind of makes me think that you don't think that he should have a seat at the table.
Well, it's just that if you are a yes man for so many years and now you are a thug man about that life, it just feels weird. That's all. That's the reason why I was like going, yeah, I mean, he earned it. The question of earning it wasn't what I was deliberating. I was deliberating why him, why now. Now, we have seen him try to be more thug-like since he's married Sierra. You know, sometimes he roll up with the glasses. Now he's doing Instagram posts with him and his bride in the bed. And he's like, what's up? And he's got the bass in his voice and stuff. Mm-hmm. Whereas the first few years, he was like, hey, guys, I'm so thrilled to be part of Pete Carroll's offense. And, and now he's like, well, yo, what's up? I need to be in these meetings talking about who's our offensive lineman. And I'm like, all right, I guess.
He went from Urkel to Snoop real quick, didn't he?
Real quick, but you know, good? That's Sierra effect. She got them goodies.
Yeah. I let me ask you guys this question, though. Let me throw it to you this way. Should players, when they reach a certain call it status, should players be invited to decision-making for a team? Because I would say this to Russ. Dude, careful what you wish for, dude, because let me tell you something. You don't want to be sitting in those meetings going, hey, let me scout this guy from, you know, Central Alabama. You know, let me take a look at this guy from Western Kentucky. Yeah, you know, third round, we might want to think about this guy at right guard. Is that really what he wants to be doing?
I mean, yeah, it look, some guys feel that they want more control as time goes by because they're more experienced too, right? So I think that plays a factor in this. And I think maybe that's why now, LZ, like, he's seen what good teams look like. He has, you know, he's got, there's a barometer now, right? Like, he knows what that is. So I think now he feels more interested in having those conversations. And look, I don't have a problem with him having a seat at the table. Like, I'm all about player empowerment. I think these guys, particularly the best guys at in their sports, you know, it should be a collaboration, you know? So I'm all about it. 877-710-ESPN, what do you think? Should Russell Wilson and the best player on the team have a seat at the table when it comes to decisions on personnel? Let's go to Devin in L.A.
Hey, George, yeah. Let me just say one thing. If I were Russell Wilson, I would be watching the Super Bowl, and I would look at Patrick Mahomes running for 460 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and I'd say, you see, that's the problem right there. See, I'm getting hit all the time, and I don't have a good enough offensive line. And guess what? I'm tired of getting hit all the time.
No, that ain't it. That ain't it.
Tell me.
I tell you what it is. It's he's looking at the way that Aaron Rodgers is being treated. That's what he's really looking at. He's not comparing himself to Patrick Mahomes. He's looking at how the franchise is dealing with Aaron Rodgers, and what he doesn't want to have happen is them draft his successor in the first round when he's getting hit still when he's out there in the field.
Nailed it. Absolutely. He sees these guys aren't dumb. They talk, man. You know what I'm saying? And they see the landscape. I think that's
And I think LZ's right, though. It's becoming more NBA-ish. Sorry to keep cutting you off, man. But yeah, it's becoming more NBA-ish in the NFL.
Devin is in LA. Devin, what's up?
Hey, what's up, boys? Couple quick things, and I just do mean a couple. Really quick on the Russell Wilson thing. I mean, the dude just saw Tom Brady, like, literally just GM his way, pick his spot, GM his way, tell Tampa who he needs and what he needs. And, I mean, they made it to the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl. I just think, and he sees Deshaun Watson basically, you know, demanding this trade. He just sees guys taking more control of their careers in the NFL because the guys, it seems, that are running the show don't have these young black men's career
best interest at hand. Yeah.
So that's that on that. You guys were talking about accents earlier. I love you guys to death, love the show, but I'm in love with Laura's accent, okay?
Me too, man.
Go ahead, Laura.
Man. It's Laura. And then on the pizza, Philly cheesesteak pizza is the thing.
Yeah, it's good. Man. It's good. I know. I don't usually have the courage to order a Philly cheesesteak pizza
Devin.
Or like a Philly cheesesteak burrito, but, man, it's good.
Laura, you have a president of your fan club, I think.
Shoot. He didn't hang up. She still got him on hold.
No, I don't. He's out. It's not that type of show, LZ. Not that type of show.
That's why she's doing all that hiking.
Delilah after a while. She's like.
All right. We'll take more of your calls here in a second at 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. National Pizza Day. Shout out your pizza spot. Hit us up on Russell Wilson. Do you think players should have more input? Star players should have more input on personnel. And do you believe Scott Kaplan when he says, only Tom Brady walks on water and could have won the Bucks a Super Bowl. So we'll get to that. Plus, our boy Kendrick Perkins, woo, with a hot take about LeBron and Kawhi. We'll let you hear that coming up in just a second. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sedano, LZ, Cap with you here on 710 ESPN. Hey, by the way, coming up, we're going to have a little contest at around 5:45. So here's the deal. We are going to do a little Super Bowl trivia in this regard. LA just unveiled their logo for next year's Super Bowl at SoFi. We've got some LA Super Bowl trivia, okay? And it's not, I guess, Greg, how would we describe it? It's not just trivia about the specific Super Bowl that was played in LA. It is about what transpired also the last time the Super Bowl was here, right? In pop culture.
Correct.
Okay, so each of us are going to ask people a question, and what do we have to give away for the audience if they want to get involved in this contest in the next segment?
Well, we have either some swag from 710 ESPN, or we have MLB The Show 2020.
What kind of swag? I mean, like hoodies or what?
Yeah, hoodie. A nice little hoodie.
Okay, so we got a hoodie, but we got a video game also that everybody wants. So how many of those video games do we have? Do you know?
I believe we have five.
Okay, so here's the deal. If you get it right, I will ask you, do you want the swag, which is the hoodie, or if you want the MLB 20, the show, okay? So that's the deal. If you get the answer right, and you only get one crack at it, okay, you will get a chance to pick either the video game. Do we know for what system?
We have it for both. We have it for both Xbox and PS4.
Okay, perfect.
Not PS5.
PS5, right, yeah. PS5. Xbox, MLB The Show, or you can pick the swag. So we're going to do that next segment. So get ready. It's going to be a little trivia to give it away. But in the interim, before we get to that contest and we get back to the calls and people chiming in all the different things we've been discussing today, our pal Kendrick Perkins was on First Take today, and he had a hot take about LeBron and Kawhi today. Now, look, we all know, LZ, you and I believe, and LeBron's the MVP. Cap is on board, I believe. But Perk may have gone even a little too far for me, and I stand for LeBron. Let me hear what Perk said this morning on First Take.
Last night, did it prove that LeBron is the MVP? My answer is yes. And here's why. A wise man told me it's not what you do, it's how you do it, okay? And when you look at the fashion that LeBron James is playing in, the effect that he has on the game, it's a beautiful thing to see in year 18 at the age of 36 years old. Guess what? At 36 years old, he's a better defender than your boy Kawhi Leonard right now, because he's guarding people. He's guarding people. So when I look at it, he's not only giving us the offensive package and making others around him better while doing it. On the defensive end, we could argue and say he's the defensive player of the year. So I'm looking at it, the whole body of work, and watching what LeBron James is doing and his impact on the game. And when we thought that he, because of a short NBA offseason, it was going to be load management, and he's played every single damn game. Even the ones AD has missed, even the back-to-backs where we thought he was going to be resting. No, he hasn't rested in the last 2 weeks. By the way, he's ranked top 10 in minutes. So he's landed out there on the line every single night.
Mm. Okay, so here's the deal. We could have just cut that off for the next time. We can play it again. We just cut it off after he says the Kawhi stuff. So you kind of heard Max trying to get in there. LZ, I'll start with you. Look, I stand for LeBron. I said weeks ago, I think he's the MVP, and he's deserved it for years and should win it this year because he's just been incredible already. But I will draw the line, and this is not to say LeBron is not a great defender. Forget about his age. Like, he's still a really good defender when he wants to be, when he's locked in. But I don't think he's a better defender than Kawhi Leonard, LZ.
Let me think about that.
Well, I hadn't really thought about it before. Kawhi is probably the better on-ball defender, and he certainly plays the passing lanes, I think, better at this point. But when you gotta have a stop, I prefer LeBron. So Kawhi is the, from the first quarter on, blah, 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 blah guy. LeBron is a defensive closer to me, and I think I'd rather have him because he's so much more versatile than Kawhi defensively.
Oh my. Oh my. I mean, George, you said I stand for LeBron, but I'm going to hold the line. Yeah. Now here comes LZ, who comes right back and says, you know, look, I think LeBron is the better defensive closer. If you're going to hold the line while simultaneously stand for LeBron, what are you going to say to that?
Yeah, look, I look at it this way. I remember I could just look at the games that they played against LeBron, and you know, Kawhi and Paul George combined to defend him at times. But, you know, LeBron shot the lowest percentage he shot all season against the Clippers in those four games, 38%. And there's a reason for that, and it's Kawhi Leonard. And so I don't agree with that.
But that's not the question, George.
No. Hold on. No, I asked you who the better defender is, so that was the question.
No,
now, you wanted,
you're saying
you're
comparing
it.
LeBron being guarded by Kawhi and what LeBron shot. That's not the question. The question is, when they guard the players, what does the opposite player shoot? So it's not just Kawhi on LeBron, but it's also LeBron on Kawhi and et cetera.
Well, Kawhi certainly shot close. If I look them up, I'm pretty sure, because we did it at the time. I remember we were talking about those games in real time. Kawhi shot pretty close to his averages.
All I know is this. When it was time to shut Jamal Murray down, they put LeBron on him at 35 years old, which was just what they did when it was time to shut down Derrick Rose 10 years before that. So that's where I'm getting it from.
Oh, no, no. Listen. This is not me saying LeBron is a bad defender by any stretch of the imagination. I said that on the front end, but I don't think he's better than Kawhi at this stage of his career at that. He's better at Kawhi at everything else. He's a better playmaker. He's a better offensive player. He's a more well-rounded offensive player. And I still think he is a good defender. I think he could be a great defender when he so chooses, to your point. But consistently, I think Kawhi Leonard is the best defensive player in the sport. And Kawhi has won, I think it's now multiple Defensive Player of the Year awards.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
And there's a reason for that.
Yeah, because he gets the votes. I mean, I don't really care about that part. But I do care about, you know, your part about him being a more consistent defender, which is I agree with. From the beginning of the game to the end of the game, Kawhi is a much more consistent defensive player. He's a better on-ball defender for the course of the game. He plays the passing lanes better for the course of the games. But when it's time to shut somebody down, I'd rather have LeBron.
I got to tell you guys, honestly, like, I really find Kawhi to be invisible. Now, maybe it's just me, but I just don't watch the Clippers, and I know you guys have a much sharper eye than I do when it comes to this kind of stuff, but, like, I barely see him play. And so, for me, I just think about LeBron as being the best player in the NBA. We keep talking about his age. Boy, it almost sounds like the way everybody's talking about LeBron, how great he is at this 36, like he's the only guy that could do it. Not like my guy, Tom Brady at 43. But anyway,
Tom Brady plays defense?
Tom Brady does it all.
Talking about defense.
Does it all,
Tom Brady,
LZ.
So I was just wondering if he coaches, that was Jermaine, or if you're just kind of talking on the side.
General manages. He motivates.
But the conversation was about defense, though, and I don't recall him actually playing any.
He motivated that defense to play that performance
so
the way
they
did.
He doesn't play defense. He brought him up anyway in a defensive conversation.
Here's what I'm trying to say to you. LeBron, overall, not even in the same stratosphere. I mean, Kawhi Leonard's had a great career. Way better than anybody would have ever predicted. He's had an incredible career, but he's not LeBron James. Not even close.
No, not as an overall player. No, absolutely not. No. I would never.
We almost put you on the defensive, though, George. We almost made it seem like, you know, like you were saying, "Hey, I'm holding the line here." And then it's
I mean, I can be objective, you know, like people think I only stand for LeBron and I'm always going to automatically default to LeBron. I don't think he's a better defender than Kawhi Leonard at this stage. And that's fine. Like, he doesn't have to be the best at everything. So, you know, anyway.
No, I agree with you. From tip off to the end of the game, overall speaking, Kawhi is the better defender.
Yeah.
But if I got to get
you're talking about one stop.
If I got to get a stop, I'm putting LeBron on the guy.
I don't know. I'd probably still go the claw. All right. Coming up next, Super Bowl trivia time, okay? Here's the deal. You get on the line right now at 877-710-ESPN. LA's got the Super Bowl. We're going to do 1993 trivia, basically, which was the last time LA hosted a Super Bowl. So get ready for LA 1993 trivia, okay? Trivia from either LA in that era or the era in general of 1993. So, if you win, if you get the answer right, you get one crack at it. One question. You get it right, you pick either MLB, The Show, 20, or is it 20 or 21, Greg?
It's 2020.
Okay, the 2020 game. Or you get to pick the 710 swag. That's the deal. All right, so that's coming up in 2.5 minutes.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I've just learned to ignore you. That's just how this works. That actually gets under your skin way worse than actually referring to you. So just going to move it along as the case may be. Because we've got time and we're crunched here on time. So you know what? I'm doing something to you. I'm giving you a gesture that only you would appreciate. How about that? You said you can't see it because it's radio. But I know you can. You know what I'm doing. That's what I'm giving you. I'm telling you you're number one. How about that? All right. So 877-710-ESPN if you want to hop aboard. 877-710-3776. Laura, let me know when the calls are on the board so we can go to them. I want to make sure we can get this game going. Real quick, though. You heard Chris mention we've got the Mission 18 contest going beginning at 4:30, okay? Each and every weekday, 4:30, we're going to announce a name, right? And then when you hear that name, you'll have 20 minutes to call in. And if you call in within the 20 minutes, like we did today with Rocky Singh and yesterday with Maria Fisher, you will win the money that's allotted, right? So it's $180 to start. If someone doesn't call in, the next day it rolls over to 360 if they don't call in the 20 minutes. If they don't call in then, it rolls over to 540. Maria Fisher 2 days ago won $720. Rocky Singh today won $180. It's up to you. All right, but here's what we're going to do in this contest. Super Bowl's back in L.A., right? First time since 1993, so we've got a little trivia for you. Little L.A. Super Bowl trivia, 1993 trivia for you. You get one shot, okay? One shot at this. And if you get the answer right, you get to pick either MLB The Show 2020 for PS5 or Xbox or some ESPN 710 swag, which is a hoodie and a cap and a hat. So I'm going to go first. We're each going to get a question. It'll be me, LZ, and then Cap. So let's start with Mark in Ontario. Mark, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. So in 1993, when the Super Bowl was here in Southern California, who was the Super Bowl MVP? 10 seconds on the clock.
Come on, think about who played. Think about who played in the game.
Thought you said you were here, bro.
Yeah, it might have been a defensive back, but I'm going to say Emmitt Smith. I'm not sure.
That is incorrect. That is incorrect. That is incorrect. Sorry about that, buddy. All right, the next caller, LZ, for you is – I'm sorry, for – the game is for PS4, not PS5.
Thanks. Are we going to tell everybody who the MVP was?
Yeah, no. Because we're only going to do one question each. The MVP was Troy Aikman. Yeah, we're not rolling the question over. So there you go. Okay. All
right. Have you guys seen the internet side by side of Troy Aikman and Jay-Z?
Yep.
No.
I have. And
what do you think,
Gary? Scary.
It is, right?
It's unnerving.
Is it really,
dude?
It's
I'm
unnerving,
telling you,
George.
Like Troy Aikman is the white Jay-Z for real.
Like for real.
Wow. H to the OV. Yeah.
Dude, it's just wild.
Wow, I didn't know that. All right.
Take a look.
LZ, you have our buddy Manuel in Gardena. Hello, Manuel.
Hey, fellas, man. That was hilarious, that Troy Aikman and Jay-Z comparison. But I've seen that, and it is. It's alarming.
It is. It is. I don't know how what's Beyonce up? Feels about it, but it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Manolo, what's up, man?
What up, Caps? Hey, man, this merger is off the wall, like MJ, baby.
All right, let's
brother.
See if you can win. LZ's got
in
a question.
A good way.
Here's your question.
LZ should feel me. All right.
In 1993, Snoop Dogg had his first number one album. What was the title of that album?
Doggy Style.
Boom. Over.
Wow. Look at that. So you get the video game, MLB The Show 2020. For PS4 or Xbox, or you could pick the 710 swag of a hoodie and a hat.
Come on, take the swag.
I'm taking the PS4 MLB, baby.
Okay, Manuel, we're going to put you on hold. Your girl, Laura, is going to make sure she gets your info. All right, so let's go. So Manuel Ingardina wins, our first winner. Now we've got Cap's turn. He's going to go with Sergio in San Bernardino. Sergio, what up?
Hey, what's up?
Yo, my man, Sergio Valente, you ready to roll?
I'm ready.
All right. Now, who performed this past weekend at halftime at the Super Bowl?
The Weeknd.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, right. The Weeknd.
Is that the question?
Yes.
No, that's not the question. I'm warming this guy up, George.
Oh, I see. All right, good.
Trying to warm this dude up. I want him to win. I mean, I want to say boom.
All right, he's getting a makeup. He's getting a practice question. Okay.
Right. So the Super Bowl halftime this past weekend was Sergio.
The Weeknd.
Right. There you go. All right. 1993 Super Bowl, L.A. Who performed at halftime?
This is the real question.
Yes, sir.
Prince.
Who?
Prince.
No, that's incorrect.
That is incorrect.
It is Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
The King of Pop. You were in the right area, though. He was close.
If you ever go back on YouTube and watch Michael Jackson's performance at that Super Bowl, it's crazy. And Michael Jackson put so much into that performance. And I only know it because a friend of mine back then was the guy who actually ran the Super Bowl and like booked the deal with Michael Jackson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this guy's name is Jim Steig. He was the he ran the Super Bowl for like the first, I don't know, 35 years or whatever. And he has great stories about working with Michael Jackson and just what they did at that Super Bowl and the performance that Michael Jackson put on just tells me how much I disliked The Weeknd. In fact, I went back and watched it a third time and still didn't like it.
All right, last one. We got time for one more. Let's go to David in Thousand Oaks. David, you ready?
Hey, how's it going, you guys? Cap, welcome to the family, brother.
Yo, my man, appreciate you, man. Really do.
All right, I'm not going to be as nice as Cap, David, and give you a practice question, all right? We got one shot at this. You ready? In 1993, when the Super Bowl was last in Southern California, who was the celebrity slash former athlete that flipped the coin at the coin toss?
Oh, gosh. Coin toss?
Okay, remember, here's what I said. Celebrity slash former athlete. Celebrity slash former athlete. That narrows it down.
Emphasis on slash.
O.J. Simpson?
You got it! LZ.
Ooh.
Did you even hear, LZ, what he said to you?
No.
David, you didn't hear what LZ said? LZ, say it again.
Emphasis on slash.
Oh,
that's
just
great.
Wrong, man.
LZ's fast.
All right, well, David, do you want the swag or the video game?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go with the swag. I'm going to rock you guys.
Yeah, okay, take the
cool.
swag. Take
right,
the swag
so
and then
David,
rock it.
Congratulations. We'll put you on hold. Laura will take care of you there. All right, we're going to play that one more time at, what, 6:30, Greg? We're going to play that again?
Yep, 6:30.
All right, some new sets of questions at 6:30, so make sure you're tuning in at 6:30 for that. Coming up next, the latest on Anthony Davis. We'll have that for you coming up. We are back in 2.5 minutes. Here on 710 ESPN.